Nikki Haley in the state, and in our studios, Republican presidential candidate, former governor of South Carolina and ambassador to the United Nations. Governor, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's great to be back here in New Hampshire.
Let me ask you a question, and it may be the kind of question that could come up in a debate in a few weeks. China, Russia, engaging in exercises, doing some pretty serious stuff in Alaska and all that. And yet all the news is about Donald Trump and the DOJ, Donald Trump indictments. How are we going to get a debate? And yesterday I had the top person who tracks fentanyl overdoses in our region. They're the worst since they've been in 2018. How are these other stories going to rise up if all the national media does is focus on Donald Trump and the DOJ?
I mean, listen, I have been talking about China and will continue to talk about it till I'm blue in the face. They are planning on war with us. They've been planning it for years. America needs to wake up. So we can sit there and talk about all these distractions and all the drama. But what I want to talk about is look at what they've done. They bought the largest pork producer in the country. They turned around and have 400,000 acres of U.S. soil near our military installations. They had more fentanyl cross the border last year that would kill every single American. You've got the fact that they're infiltrating our universities with millions of dollars to steal our research and to spread Chinese propaganda. We have a Chinese spy case open up every 12 hours in this country. They're stealing $600 billion worth of intellectual property. You look at the fact 90% of our law enforcement drones in our country are Chinese. So you think we got upset about the one Chinese spy balloon? What if you've got all of those little Chinese spy balloons sending data back to China? Then you've got the fact that their military, I mean, and we're seeing this with the ships. They have 350 naval ships. They will have 400 in 2 years. We won't even have 350 in two decades. They're doing intellectual property. They're stealing intellectual property. Mm-hmm. They're doing artificial intelligence. They're doing cyber. They're doing space. They have now got malware in our systems that could disrupt our water supply, our communications, and our power grid. What do we have to do to get America to wake up and realize we have got to start focusing on what China's wanting to do to us?
Nikki Haley, Good Morning New Hampshire, the Pulse of an Age Republican presidential candidate in New Hampshire in our studios. Do you think, and I don't want to fixate and be one of those folks on the national side who's going to just talk with you about Donald Trump the whole interview, but my question is a little different, actually. Do you think the former president, Donald Trump, has the bandwidth to focus on everything you just listed, even if he's aware of it? The ships, China, because he talked about it first. Do you, as a human being, do you think he's even capable of that, given all the legal distractions every single day on this court, that court, appeals, lawyers? Do you think he's going to be capable to focus on the big issues?
I mean, we'll see if he talks about them. I mean, I think that's
the he'll show up at the debate?
I've never known him to be scared of anything. I would be shocked if he's scared to get on that debate stage. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I think that at the end of the day, we've got to talk about what we're going to be doing with all these issues. And I've lost count of how many indictments it is. And I will tell you, you know, with this last one, I wasn't quick to comment like everybody else because I'm not going to keep commenting on every Trump drama. I have said I think January 6th was a terrible day. But Donald Trump didn't storm the Capitol. And anybody can go and say the elections were stolen. That's not the reason you go in and you know, charge someone. But I will say the fact that all of these cases, are we really going to go into a general election constantly seeing a nominee in court? We can't. We can't do that because this is about not wanting to have a President Kamala Harris. So we've got to stop with the Trump drama, and we need to start talking about what we do to fix America.
How does a Nikki Haley or any of your colleagues on the stage now or on the show right now get the average voter to focus on the job Joe Biden's done?
Well,
because the national media just almost gives us a buy every day. But look at the numbers.
I trust the American people. They feel it in their wallets. They feel it when they go to the grocery store.
Right.
They feel it when they go to the gas station. They're frustrated with the fact that Republicans and Democrats are overspending in Congress. And I think that the American public, you know, the media can talk about what they want to talk about. The American public, when I do town halls, they're talking about the debt. They're talking about lack of transparency in the classroom. They're talking about an open border. They're talking about crime and fentanyl. They're talking about the fact that China is a threat. So, you know, I think that the people are going to get this right. I think that, you know, the media wants to go and have fodder and get clicks. But I think at the end of the day, once these debates start, once we start talking about issues, my hope is that we get back on track.
You've been a governor. You've been an ambassador to the United Nations. Ron DeSantis is a governor of Florida, got reelected by a hefty margin. How do you, if someone were to say at one of these New Hampshire events, Governor Haley, how do you distinguish yourself on policy between, for example, the Florida governor and yourself? What are the differentiators between a DeSantis candidacy and potential presidency and a Haley candidacy and a potential presidency? I mean, what are the couple of, where do you differ, or do you differ at all from the, with the Florida governor on key issues?
Well, I think, first of all, look at the experience that I have. I've been a double-digit, I mean, a two-term governor that took a double-digit unemployment state and turned it into an economic powerhouse. I didn't deal with one country at the UN. I negotiated with 193. I have sat across the table from the Chinese and the Russians and negotiated with them. No one else on the stage can say that they've got that. But, you know, I mean, you look at the foreign policy approach with Ron DeSantis. You know, he called Ukraine a territorial dispute. And I've said, you know, there's nothing about a territorial dispute. This is about the fact that it's for freedom. And it's about the fact that Russia and China and Iran have developed this axis of evil that's coming after us. And we need a strong America to go back and deal with it. You know, I'm a military spouse. My husband is deployed right now. I know what military families and veterans go through. And, you know, I'm an accountant. I'm not a lawyer. I know the value of a dollar. I know what it takes to get our debt, our spending, and, you know, get our fiscal situation back on track. And so I'm the only accountant on the stage. And I think that there are a lot of things that differentiate me from that situation, but I think that's going to play out. And don't look at what I say. Look at what I've done. I think you look at the state of South Carolina and what we were able to do. You look at what I did at the United Nations when we took the kick me sign off of our backs and were respected again. And I think that's going to speak for itself.
I saw an article that the Abrams tanks that we approved and the Russia did hit a Ukrainian city. So this war in Ukraine you referenced is still very much there. How far do you think Vladimir Putin would go if this is protracted? Do you think he'd ever touch any forces in a NATO country nearby? For example, Ukraine's not now, but of course, any war against a NATO member is a war against all. Like Poland, do you think, how far are Putin's going to go?
Jack, such an important question, because, you know, when you talk about Ukraine, Russia has never invaded a non-NATO country. The only countries they've invaded, Moldova, Ukraine, and Georgia, which is why, you know, the fact that I think they missed the boat by not saying they're going to give an invitation to Ukraine, because I think that actually would have pulled Putin back a little bit and gotten Zelensky to go back to his people and talk about an exit strategy. But I think the fact that Putin is doing this, he's doing it because he's got the backing of China. I mean, never forget that a win for Russia is a win for China.
Right.
And they are both going at this together. And I don't think we need to be giving cash to Ukraine. I don't think you give cash to any country. I don't think we put troops on the ground. I think we work with our allies and make sure they have the equipment and ammunition to win. Ukraine wants to buy things from us right now. We need to sell it to them. Right. Make sure that they have what they need. I think they can finish this.
Well, see, and again, I'm fast on my foreign policy. Nikki Haley, Good Morning New Hampshire, Pulse of an Age, Republican presidential candidate in our studios. Real quickly on this, I love history. And, you know, if you watch World War II history, there were many people, including the British Prime Minister at the time before Churchill, who really thought Hitler would stop with a few countries and not go as far as Great Britain, not go as far as Czechoslovakia, Poland. And he just kept lying and kept pushing and testing and pushing the West, pushing everything. And, of course, we know how far, and eventually World War II. And you look at Putin, and he's obviously testing. You know, you mentioned the earlier places. Ukraine was there in his mind for the taking. I think it's been longer and harder than he thought. I think ultimately he's interested in the seacoast side, but look what he's doing with the food, the grain. But I think he's testing us, and he's looking at how far can I go? Who's going to stop me?
Jack, dictators tell us what they're going to do. China said they were going to take Hong Kong. They did.
Right.
Russia said they were going to take Ukraine. They did. China said Taiwan's next. We better believe them. Russia said Poland and the Baltics are next. If they take Ukraine, that's the next thing. Then we're looking at a world war. This is about preventing war. That's why Ukraine has to win, so that Russia doesn't go further and put us all into a war.
You're going to be on that debate stage, right?
I am going to be on that debate stage. Ready.
All right. Well, we appreciate you stopping by. I know you, but where are you off to on your New Hampshire? You're here in person in
New Hampshire. We're going to be in Hudson at noon. We're going to be in Merrimack. Go to NikkiHaley.com. You can get the details. You get used to this face, because you're going to keep seeing me.
Well, you've been here a lot. Let me ask you this, because I had a sibling who did live in Charleston, South Carolina for decades. I mean, I've been down there a number of times. You come up, do you like New Hampshire?
I think it's a beautiful state.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, you know, and we went to the North Country, which was amazing.
Yeah.
But no, it's a beautiful state.
You don't have those mountains in South Carolina?
We have hills in South Carolina. We have hills in South Carolina.
And some humidity.
All right.
All right, Nikki Haley, thank you very much. Best way for people to learn more is?
Go to NikkiHaley.com. Join us. Let's take back our country.